As the world is preparing for the great American eclipse of the year 2017, many people have asked me if I've spoken about it, and the truth is I haven't because I don't really think there's much to talk about. It's an interesting phenomenon, but in halacha and hashkafa there's very little. However, we will discuss tonight the basic shailas that do come up. The basic shaila in halacha that is asked is there a bracha made on the eclipse? To which the answer is basically across the spectrum of all the poskim that there is no bracha recited. The Lubavitcher Rebbe was asked this question and he wrote an answer as follows. They asked the question, Mivarchin alikoi levana alikoi chama. Do you make a bracha on a lunar eclipse or a solar eclipse? Presumably, if you would make a bracha, it would be the bracha of Oysa Maisa Bereshis. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe answers as follows, Yadua Klal, and many have echoed this same opinion since he wrote it. Yadua Klal, Asher Ein Lechadesh Bracha Shelo Huzkara B'Shas. We don't make up new brachas. If there's no such takana, that Chazal said you make a bracha on such a thing, so you don't make a bracha on such a thing. Now you want to know why they weren't misakin a bracha on such a thing, so the Lubavitcher Rebbe suggests perhaps v'yesh loymer hatam de'im mivarchin al zeh v'pnei shehu simen lupur onyos haba, because the Gemara tells us that a solar eclipse, a lunar eclipse, are bad simonim, it's bad sign for what's going to come, and therefore you don't make a bracha on such a thing, as opposed to a rainbow, where many point out that a rainbow also is not such good news. We know a rainbow is the time when the Rebbeinu Shlom is remembering or forced to remember Kaviyachol, the bris that he had with Noach, that he's not going to destroy the world. That also is not a good thing, and yet we make a bracha. However, the nusach of the bracha is one of that we're thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom that he's not going to destroy the world, about the bris that we have. Over here, there's no bris. Over here, it's just a bad omen, as the Gemara states. So therefore, the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, and again, many have said the same thing, that perhaps that is why there is no takana bracha, of a bracha, but at the end of the day, regardless if that's the reason or not, such a bracha was never said, and therefore there is no takana, a person should not make such a bracha. I saw in an article written by a Dr. Brown, he wrote an article about how this eclipse is affected in different areas of halacha, so he quotes a tshuva from Rav David Lau, the chief rabbi of Israel, that says that if a person wants to make a bracha, he's so enamored by the solar eclipse and what the phenomenon, so then he should recite a kapitel Tehillim, kapitel Baruch Nafshi, kapitel Kuf Dalet. There's no shortage within our liturgy of ways to express our awe of the Rabbeinu Shalom, so a person doesn't have to make a bracha. But what is this Gemara that the Lubavitcher Rebbe is referring to? Most of the discussion when it comes to a solar eclipse revolves, in fact, around that Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sukkah as follows. Tanu Rabbanan, Bizman Shehachama Loike, at the time that there is a solar eclipse, Simin Ra La'ovdei Kechamim. It's a bad omen, it's a bad sign for the non-Jewish world. Livana Loike, but when the moon is covered, when there's a lunar eclipse, Simin Ra L'Soineyem Shel Yisrael. Then it's a bad omen for Klal Yisrael. Why? So we know, obviously, Mipnei She Yisrael Monin Levana. Our calendar is based mostly, although we do have taken into account the solar system as well, but it's mostly based on the lunar cycle. So therefore, since we count to the lunar cycle, so therefore, a lunar eclipse is considered to be a bad sign for Klal Yisrael. Ve'ovdei Kechamim Lechama. They go based entirely on the solar system, so they're the solar surrounding of the sun revolving around the earth, and therefore they are considered to have a bad sign if there is a solar eclipse. That's what the Gemara starts off by saying. Then the Gemara continues, discusses a few more things. Then the Gemara comes back to this concept of a solar eclipse, and the Gemara brings another brisa. So far, all we know is that it's a bad sign for Ovdei Kechavim. It doesn't seem like it's anything bad for the Jews so far. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, there's a brisa that says as follows, Bishvil arba devarim chama loike. Because of four things, there comes a solar eclipse into the world. What are the four things? And the Mefarshim go through what the four things are and why they are considered to be a bad sign for a solar, why they cause a solar eclipse. What are the four things? Gemara says, Al Av Bezdin Shemes, the Gadol Adar dies, ve'enay nisbud kalacha. But he's not appropriately eulogized That causes a solar eclipse. You have a person who was taken advantage of, a young lady who was married and taken advantage of. She was violated and she screams out in the city and no one came to her help, to her rescue. So that also causes a solar eclipse. The Ein Moshila, no one saved her. Val Mishkav Zachar, the Avira of Mishkav Zachar, Val Shnei Achin Shenishbal Damen Ke'echad, and two brothers that die in the same moment, the same time, that's also considered to be a reason why a solar eclipse happens. Rashi, interestingly enough, on this Gemara says, Ve'eni Yedeya Hatam, I don't know what the reason, what's the relationship between these four sins and everything else. But you have fascinating explanations in the Marsha, in the Gedolei Achronim. We'll go through some of the explanations of the Aruch Lener, the Gadol Hador from Germany. Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger goes through each one and explains what's the relationship between this Chet and the Avera that will take place. So, and the, this Chet and the solar eclipse. So he says as follows, and again, many of the things found in the Aruch Lener are echoed in other Mefarshim as well, in the Maharsha. So one, take for instance, the Av Beis Din Shenispa, Av Beis Din Shemes, the Loi Nispa L'Halacha, the Av Beis Din, the Gadol Hador dies, but he's not appropriately eulogized. So the Chaner says, Av Beis Din Shemes, that's the Gadol Hador. The Gadol Hador, in the spiritual sense, is considered to be the Chama. He's the most, he's like the sun, he's the biggest no-sane in the world, trying to influence the entirety of the world. If the Klal Yisrael loses such a person, if he's nisbar kira'oi, if he's eulogized properly, so then we will continue to learn from his example, his son, his light continues to shine. However, if he dies and no one eulogizes him appropriately, it means that we didn't even realize what we lost. So that is likoy hachama, that's the equivalent, the spiritual equivalent to a solar eclipse. That's how he explains the first one. Av bezen shemes ve'enu nisba kalacha. Lady's taken advantage of, she's violated, and she screams out, and no one hears. So he explains, because, and no one listens to her. Why? Because when it happens at night, when such a thing happens at night, so no one listens to her. If it happens, no one listens to her scream. But if it happens during the day, and no one's listening to her, so it's in the middle of broad daylight, no one's listening, it's as if it's night. We made the day into night, because it's in the middle of the day, someone should come to secure her, and the Rebbeinu Shlom saying, what are you pretending? You're all asleep. You don't hear this lady screaming for your help. So you think the day should be like night, so I'll take away the day from you, and I'll cover up the sun. Mishkav Zachar also has to do with the corruption of the order of the world. Every relationship should have a noisein and a makabel, like the chamas are noisein and the levanas are makabel. When people mess up this institution of noisein and makabel, so that also leads to a likoy hashemes. V'al shnei achim shenishpach. What's it referring to? The most ambiguous of the whole Gemara, two brothers that died. Says the Aruch Lener, absolutely fascinating. He says, we're not talking about any two brothers. We're talking about two brothers that we know well. Now, other Mefarshim say, also we're talking about two brothers who? We're talking about Yisachar and Zvulun, the two brothers that are always the pair. One's the Noisein, one's the Mekabel. That's who we're talking about. That's how many Mefarshim explain. Says the Aruch Lener, that's not what we're referring to. What are we referring to? We're referring to nothing other than Yaakov and Esav. Because Yaakov and Esav, we know, also died on the very same day. Says the Aruch Lener as follows: Shnei Achim Shenishbach Damen Keechad Yesh Loimer Kisharotzu Likvar Yaakov. When they wanted to bury Yaakov Avinu, we know what happened. When Esav came and he said, "Why are you burying Yaakov? This is my land, the Ma'aretz HaMechpelah." And they responded, "What do you mean? We know that you sold it to my father." And he was holding up the kvura. Comes Chushim ben Don veHargul Esav. He kills Esav. V'niskaye Masha Amra Rivka, and that's what Rivka says. Lama Eshkol Gam Shneichem Yoimechad. Why should I lose both of you? Both Yaakov and Esav on one day. V'hine Kiya Mechiras HaBechira. The accomplishment, the completion of the sale of the Bechaira, of the firstborn, was accomplished on that day. That's when it was solidified that Yaakov had the rights to Ma'aretz HaMechpelah. And we know that the Bechaira is always compared to Yoim, the daytime. That's what the Pasuk says. K'moy she'amar Yaakov, Machre k'yoim, sell it to me like as clear as day. K'yoim, like the day. Es Bechairas Chalit, Hainu k'yoim, Shu Meir Mechira Chalut. It should be as clear as day. Kemoshe Perish Rashi Bechumish, Vinishbach Dam Esav Biyoy Misas Elchiv, Esav died on the day that Yaakov died, Asher Bikish Levatel Mechira. He wanted to be Mevatel the Mechira, which should have been as clear as day. That's what Yaakov says, Mocher Li Kayoim, it should be 100%, comes Yesav and tries to cover up the sun. I don't want it to be so clear. And he protests the sale. So that is a sign of likoy hachama, like a solar eclipse, and therefore that's what it means when it says two brothers die on the same day. That's the cause of a solar eclipse. It's actually interesting to point out, once we see that the Aruch Lener ties this to Yaakov and Esav, I saw an interesting pshat from the Imre Shofar, fascinating. He says, if you take a look at these four chata'im, the chata'im of not eulogizing a gadol hadar properly, not listening to the screams of a Nara Hamurasa, Mishkav Zachar, and the same thing when it comes to the final chait, when it comes to the chait of two brothers dying on the same day, so explains the Imre Shafer, all these four chataim are associated with Esav HaRasha. Because after all, he says, the arbaad varim shechishiv kan heim cheto shal Esav HaRasha. Why? Dine matzinu be Esav de beosa yom shemes Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu dies and Esav's going out hunting. He's going out having a party. Vayavo Esav min asada v'lo ishaseg. Yaakov was sitting shiva in Avelis and Esav couldn't care less. Kamay Avram v'gam ba al naru murasa. The Gemara says in Baba Vasra, on that very day Esav came and violated a naru murasa. As it says, vayavo Esav min asada, and by the pasuk of Naam Rasa, it also says Sode, Kiba Sode Matza. So we see Esav was violating Naam Rasa. Uve Mishkav Zachar, the Medra says Ish Sode, when it says that Esav was an Ish Sode, Shehifker Asmo Kisode, that he also was in violation of Mishkav Zachar. Amri Yisrael Lo Dainu Shishtablu Shivim Umais Ela Avlazu Shenivalu Kenashim. And of course, we have Shvichas Damim. Two brothers die on the same day. That's the chait of Shvichas Damim. And we know the pasuk says, so all these four chataim are associated with Esav HaRasha, which might be the reason why it's considered to be a worse omen for the Oivdei Koy Chavim. But that's all explaining why these four chataim are connected to the solar eclipse. The major question that has to be dealt with over here, which unfortunately we don't have time for the major question, is what in the world does this mean? We know that the solar eclipse is a natural phenomenon. It happens on, we could predict when it, after all, that's when they're predicting. We don't know, it hasn't happened yet, but it's all based on the prediction. We know when the next one's going to be, and we can predict in the future. So what are you telling me this is a bad omen? How could it be a bad omen? When the Baruch Hashem created the world, he set into place that there's going to be these cycles, and every so often the sun and the moon are going to come into the same line, and there's going to be a solar eclipse, there's going to be a lunar eclipse. What in the world does this mean that this is a bad sign? So this has bothered the Mefarshim for generations. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz goes as far as to say that it doesn't mean a solar eclipse. We misread the Gemara. Lika Echama doesn't mean a solar eclipse. It means that the sunspot, what we call sunspots. This is a question whether they knew about those in the time of the Gemara. But Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz says it can't be a solar eclipse because that's part of the system, that's part of the system of the world. How could that be a bad sign? When they ask the Lubavitcher Rebbe this Shaila, so he adds on as well, you're going to ask me how in the world could this be a bad sign? Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, you're right, that the sign, the eclipse itself, was put into the system and it's going to happen regardless. But whether the people observe it or not is dependent on the weather. If it's a cloudy day, it's much harder to observe. You can still see something, but it's not the same thing. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe says it's a sign to people only if they observe it. The Rebbeinu Shlom decides at that time whether people are going to observe it based on whether these chataim are taking place. But the most simple answer, I believe, is probably along the lines of the Aruch Lener as well in this case. Aruch Lener quotes a Ramban al Torah that asks a similar question when it comes to the rainbow. The question is not as serious when it comes to the rainbow because we can't predict when a rainbow is going to happen, but the Ramban is bothered by this as well, that the rainbow is a natural phenomenon. So what does it mean that it is an ice? So the Aruch Lener explains as follows. We know there are times that are established in the world. We know when the Rebbeinu Shem created the world, he was Mishatev, Chesed, and Din. The world was created both from Din and both from Chesed. There are times in the world which are more likely, more nota towards towards din. There are times which are more noite towards chesed. We know that Bilam was able to be Meshayer an exact point in time when the Rabbeinu Shlom Ke'ilu had kaf. What does that mean? There are times where the Rabbeinu Shlom Ke'ilu is being noheg with a time of din, and there are times where he's being noheg with a midah of chesed. The Chora wa Chazal are telling us over here, you're right, that this is part of the natural system. It's part of the system. It's part of the way that the world works. But there are times that you could tell what's going on in the Pamal Yashamala. There are times where you could tell is the Rabbeinu Shlom now being noeg with a midah of din, with a serious midah of trying to, of wrath, of kas, and then what is the kas about? So at these times, the Rabbeinu Shlom is looking, the Mekatrigim are looking at these four chatamim. Other times, it's at different things. It's just a way of us, of the Rabbeinu Shlom, telling us at those particular times, you're right, we know what's going to happen, but that's when the Rabbeinu Shlom looks around and says, are these four chatam going into the world and are going on in the world? And based on that, the Rabbeinu Shalom, based on that din, it could come out to be a very harsh punishment to the world depending on what's going on in the world. Not that these four chatam caused the solar eclipse. When this solar eclipse was decided, the solar eclipse that we're going to have tomorrow was decided Sheshem Eberesheh. It doesn't cause it. But solar eclipse is a time when the Rabbeinu Shalom sits with a midah of din on these four particular chata'im, and that's what Chazal had in mind. Yeah. Kaddish.